Except you.
The Denny Schaefer Show on Q105.
Happy Monday, 6:25. I'm Denny Schaefer. Appreciate you tuning in here in Toledo on the Q. Sunshine, upper 40, high of 40 today, rather. High of 33 now at the Cumulus Compound. Fall 192-40105. Five to play along. Susie's here. Trish coming in. And there is Yummy 320. Hello, Paula.
How are you, sir?
What are you eating?
Granola bar, trying to be half-ass healthy.
Yeah, don't be. All right.
What's up, man? How are you?
I'm good. I'm very good. I understand our paths almost crossed. I was at the bus stop on late Saturday afternoon. My cousin's band.
Something wrong with the car?
Pub Runners. No, it's a cute little bar up there called the bus stop. And then I find out that we missed each other by minutes, that you were at the outlet playing, spending money.
We were spending
fun.
Winnings, actually.
You won? Oh, that's right. You had a gig at the casino in Manistee.
Yep, I sure did.
How much did you win?
I won zero. I'm in the hole another...
Did you lose?
I lost 60 bones trying to play three-card poker, and Lady T's upwards over 300 for that visit. So
wow, so she won again.
No, 400, because she paid my debt, because I'm a loser. And then she bought something else, and then she had money left over to go shopping at Birch Run. So I was kept man over the weekend.
So I was right there at that same exit. That's really weird.
That's wild.
Say, wouldn't it have been funny if I'd have saw your creeper van in there and go by you?
I would have hugged you in a minute.
So where did you go at the outlet store?
Went to
the outlet
what do you call that place? Men XL, basically the fat guy store.
Oh, you had to get some pants.
I had to get some pants. And then Coach, actually. We went to Coach.
Coach?
Yes. Lady
Susie,
T wanted...
do you shop at Coach?
Oh, sure, yeah. Right.
So isn't that place pricey?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's very pricey. But she had winnings, and she was looking around, and I said, you're not going to find anything under, 2.5 mil. And I mean, come on, Coach, it's great. I'll get you a Coach purse that starts with a K, maybe. But she found some, and they're handing out 60% off coupons at the door.
Really?
So she snagged something up, and she about lost her mind. I was like, okay, hey, man, you're your winnings. She paid my debt, and then she still had money left over. She's a killer.
Maybe now she can go out and get herself a Coach knee brace.
Kind of accessorize
so
it better.
Right.
I'm gonna send her up to Toledo here today, Hollywood. Go make me some
Hollywood
money.
Casino.
Yeah, right.
Absolutely.
You should.
Crazy
woman.
All right, 6:27. All right, who the heck is calling us here?
Awesome.
Q, you're live on the air. Who's this?
This is Eric.
Eric, what's on your mind?
Well, yeah, I'm calling. Of all the years, not for me, not for the plan of rock. I sure picked the right one, didn't I?
Wait a minute, your phone crapped out. Of all the years, you what?
I haven't played a bracket.
Oh, you haven't played a bracket. Why?
Who? Not this year, but I want to share a story with you. I'm a Buckeye. My 15-year-old boy is a Michigan fan. Don't ask. But anyway, we're watching the game, and I'll tell you what, he absolutely lost his mind. He was taping what was going on TV with his phone, everything. And in the end, I ended up giving him a big hug, telling him I was happy for him.
So wait a minute. So hold on a second. So you are watching the Michigan game Saturday night with your sons, who are your son or sons that are huge Michigan fans?
My one son.
Your one son. How old is your son?
He's about to be 15.
All right, so he's 15, and they win. And do you taunt him during the game, like when they're losing?
I threw a few jabs at him, like, hey, look at the scoreboard and all that stuff, but. In the end, blood's thicker than water. I did give him a big hug, told him that I was really happy for him. He was so thrilled. I will admit, it was pretty that was pretty painful for me to do, but he is my boy. And
Wait a minute. So how is a Buckeye dad raising a son who's a Michigan fan?
Yeah.
I have three kids. He's the rebel of the three of them.
Oh, I see. No. So he in spite of you.
I guess you could say that.
I love it. And yeah, so when do the Buckeyes play next in the tournament?
About a year from now.
Let's hope so. Yeah, that's awesome. Hey, and so you said that your son, when the shot went up and they won, he whips out his phone and starts recording the TV?
After he sank the shot, after the shot was sunk, that's when he basically lost his mind. He's jumping up and down. Taping the celebration on TV, the whole shebang.
That's interesting. All right, Eric. Well, thanks for sharing your story.
You're welcome.
See ya. Hey. Isn't that something? The thing that caught my brain was a serious 14-year-old in his world, after he screams up and down, is whip out your phone and record the TV so you can post it to social media. I never thought of that.
Hey, next time you want to call the show, make sure you get the oldest phone possible. That'd be great next time. Thanks.
One of those Obama phones. All right, I have some Monday moans for you. And what else do I have? I have, free pizza because of the tournament.
Sweet.
Are you excited about that, Susan?
I am. You can't get much stuff for free anymore.
I
got a busted brick, and I might as well get something out of it.
Uh-oh, you're going to become an emotional leader.
Yeah, right, uh-huh.
That's not good.
Mm-hmm. It's not. I mean, never mind. Sorry.
I'll enjoy it while it's happening.
All right, well, we've got a free pizza deal. Now, have we checked to see if they're doing it locally?
It says, yeah, they're doing it locally.
Are they doing it locally?
If you read the fine print, it's everywhere.
Well, that's not... Well, okay. Well, I thought it was you had to check with your local franchisee to make sure they're participating.
What?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's in there.
I'm pretty sure it was... Okay.
All right, well, we'll look at that and other stuff. 6:31, so we'll come back with that and other stuff here on the Cube. But first, Denny Shaver 4, Dr. Frankel. All right, this summer and even, could be any time. A lot of people will be going to class reunions. You'll be going to family reunions and family get-togethers. You ever thought of evaluating your smile before you go? You know, if you got them jacked-up teeth when you were in high school and people are going to think, oh, I wonder if Denny still got jacked-up teeth. Well, what about going to Dr. Frankel for a free consultation? You can get your jacked-up teeth fixed. And then when you walk into the room, people will go, wow, what's different about Denny? Oh, yeah, he doesn't have jacked up teeth anymore. Or they won't even notice. So that's one of the many reasons why you want to switch over to my dentist, Dr. Frankel. Weeknight appointments, weekend appointments, and free teeth whitening for all new patients at Dr. Frankel. Check him out online, johnfrankeldentistry.com, johnfrankeldentistry.com. Give them a call in Toledo. That's where the Schaefers go. 419-474-9611, 474-9611. In Maumee, it's 419-893-0221, 893-0221. And when you call Dr. Frankel, be sure to tell him Denny Schaefer.